ado, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 4. This is letter number 923. This looks like a scholarly letter. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 16th day of Adar Rishon, in Tavshin Yud Aleph, in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the great genius with old titles over here. His name is Reuven. And his name is Reuven Glick. Now, like I said, this is a scholarly letter. Let's see how far we can get with this letter and if we can cover it. So the Rebbe, actually, first of all, the Rebbe thanks him, and he said that he did receive his sefer, which is called Mishpat Ibn Adam, 3 volumes. Also his letter of the 7th day of Adar Rishon. And the Rebbe says, this that you have pointed out in your letter, and also in your book, in the 2nd volume, Erech of Dalet, in the words of the Yamshu Shlemel Baba Kamet Tzadik Aleph Beis, over there he talks about the law that it is prohibited for a person to wound or to embarrass himself because of a need of money. So let's say you need money, Yamshu Shlomo says, and if you're going to embarrass yourself, you do embarrassing things, people will pay you for it. He says it's prohibited for a person to do so. So he says that specifically, he's saying that this does not apply only if he embarrasses or hurts himself in a way of a joking way or similar, but if the shame or the wounds comes through work, it's permissible. So let's say somebody's doing a job or something, or he hurts himself because of his job for his parnasa. You know, he goes up on a ladder, he gets hurt or something, and he's a painter. But I guess then he doesn't know. I'm not sure exactly. So that's what the Yamshu Shlomo says, that it doesn't apply if you're doing it for parnasa. But the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws that apply to watching one's health, damaging your body and your soul, in Siv Dal Kudus Achren, so he says that there is a statement in the Talmud that says that Rav said to Rav Kahana, you should even go ahead and skin a carcass in the marketplace, which is a very degrading and shameful job, but don't come on to people, don't beg. Do even the most degrading job and don't beg. And then you see also, Yaakov said that he was by cold and the heat in the daytime and the cold in the winter, they called him, and so it appears that one can embarrass himself and one can pain himself for money, for a job, because here he's telling him to go and do a degrading job just so you can earn a living. Or he says to him, so you can make money. Or as Yaakov, he was suffering. He was suffering the heat and the cold, so he's paining himself, and it was for a job. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised, the Rebbe says. How do you know that this distinction, in the words of the Yamshu Shlomo, why is it connected to this Litzonus to be the Torah, the Chel Ba'atzmi? The Rebbe says, I don't have the language over there now to look at them. The Rebbe says, go by the reasoning. Why is it prohibited for a person to cause wound himself? Because a person has no rights over his body. You're not allowed to hurt somebody else. You're not allowed to hurt yourself. Just because it's you doesn't give you, you don't have any rights over yourself to hurt yourself, just like you don't have any rights over anybody else. You're not to have a right to beat, to embarrass, or to cause pain to your own self, to your own body. This is from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. Which means that as far as painting your body is treated just like it was somebody else's body. Just like you can't do it, somebody else can do it to yourself. And it's even more explained, the reasoning in the Radvaz and the Rambam, that a person's soul is not his acquisition. It's actually the acquisition of God. It's God owns it. You don't own yourself. And that would also be true as far as that's why it's very serious of committing a crime if a person commits suicide. That would be because you don't have a right. It's not your right to take away your life. Just like they even bring the story about one of the great sages who in the Gemara who was being tortured to death, and one of the students said, "Open up your mouth so the fire will go on quickly. You'll die. You won't suffer." And he said, "You know, God gave me the soul, and I'm not going to take it away. I'm not going to cause anything to take it away." But in any event, I got off a little bit of a tangent over here. So he says, "Oh, so this is the reasoning, and the fact that you're proving your point because it says." It says you should eat bread with the sweat of your brow, or a person was created with effort. So you see, you have to work hard. So you are causing yourself. So the Rebbe says the obvious reason is that this depends on what the custom of the world is, because the Hashem has given permission to use His. What he owns, the body which he owns, in such a way. Because Hashem says 6 days you should do work. Sheshes yomim ta'asa melacha. But if you are adding over more than that, then you are damaging something which is owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu without Hashem's permission. And from this alone, that Yaakov was sort of saying, I was eaten by the heat and the ice and the cold, and the Rav needed to warn that go and skin the animal. That itself is evident that that's not the normal and the usual way at all. And the Rav quotes another very different references over here in the Gemara Bamitzia and Tanchuma. That he ran away from Esav to Lavan, and that he was saying, to see how much troubles he had in the day, and also that Yaakov did hear what he wasn't obligated to do. Okay, so then we have to look in exactly what the discussion over here. Another point that he makes, what it says in Tanya, and the Turei Avraham Shana, that one who violates even a light prohibition of the Rabbana, the Rishofrim, is called the Rasha, and so when somebody who negates to do, doesn't do a positive command of the Torah, would also be called a Rasha if you don't do a command, the positive command of the Torah. So the question is, why do you have to learn this from a Kavachomer when there's a clear Talmudic statement in Shavuos, Yud Beis Beis, and Zvachim Zayin Beis, which our sages say that if a person doesn't do tshuva, the pasuk says Zevach Rashaim Teiva, an offering that comes from a Rasha is an abomination. So we see that an Esa is called a Rasha. So the Rebbe says there's two possible answers. Number one, in Shavuos and Zvachim, he violated two Esa, the Averi itself, and he didn't do Tshuva. So that's two Esas. The Rebbe says from the language of the Alter Rebbe, Negeres Tshuva Perek Aleph, it's mashma that he holds that Tshuva is a Torah command, and not like those say that the mitzvah is that if he wants to do Tshuva, he should confess. The question is Teshuva itself the mitzvah? Or the mitzvah is, if you're doing tshuva, you need to confess. Again, this is a little bit beyond the scope of our class over here. The Rebbe brings down also various different sources over here for it. But the Rebbe says, this is all year round. But Yom Kippur, which is the topic in Shavuos over there, is different than everybody has to do tshuva. And also when you bring a korban, you have the mitzvahs of tshuva. So therefore, basically over there is two violations. He did the violation, didn't do tshuva. But in the Tanya, he wants to bring a proof that as soon as you violated the Aseh, even before you're doing tshuva, you're already called a Rasha. And another Rebbe said, we can say, Shavuz and Zochim, we only know that it's called a Rasha, maybe it's called a Rasha Kal. But the Alter Rebbe in Tanya wants to bring that he's a serious Rasha, because it's a Kal V'Chaymer. Further, the Rebbe says that you begin with the explaining the first Marocha, the first discussion over there is Melochim, is king. That a Melech comes based on the Sefer, a Melech comes before a Kohen Gadol, the Navi. And in this Marocha, you're talking about the master of all the prophets, Moshe Ben Avos Sholem. He told him the king. The Rebbe says it needs to be very looked in, because Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness was the prophecy, not the kingdom, as you yourself write there. The order needs to be Mashiach start, because he was the real king. Because also as far as Nevuah, some people say, that as a king, there are other people as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. It brings to the Rambam, otherwise. But Melech, Mashiach is greater than everything else, as with the Gemara. And various different, okay, we'll leave it over here. The Rebbe goes through various different other sources, very profound and very articulate sources to this whole discussion. Again, this was an author of a Sefer, which the Rebbe, actually in this case, the Rebbe challenged him also in some of his order, the way he organized the Sefer over there. And the Rebbe gave the two answers to the question that he had in the Tanya, and the Rebbe also took exception about his distinction about one not being allowed to cause themselves embarrassment and shame and things like that. And based on the reasoning, it's sometimes there's an exception that they wanted to say, but not to say that was something like by Yaakov Avinu that he should do. But in the exception, you know, sometimes you have to do that, but ordinarily a person should not be doing that. More details, we've got to go into very specific of this letter over here.